lived, and he wasn't really a believer in God. He didn't hear anything about God, but he loved nature. He was on a hike. As he's walking through, he's looking at all the beautiful trees and the sky, and he accidentally walked right in to where a mother bear and her two cubs were. A mother bear didn't take kindly to that and started growling at the man. The man turned and ran quickly out of that area, stepped in a hole, fell, and broke his leg. He was unable to go on. The man immediately prayed to God. And he said, God, please help me. And all of a sudden, time stopped. And from heaven, the man heard God say, wait a second. You haven't called on me all your life. What's this? And the man says, yes, this is kind of presumptuous on my part. I would never assume to think that you, who I never believed in, I now believe in. But could you fulfill one request? Since I'm not going to be a believer, could you change the situation by making the bear a believer? And God said, yes. Time opened up again. The bear stopped. The bear looked to heaven. Real quizzical look. The bear dropped to his knees, put his paws together, and said, thank you, Lord, for the food I'm about to partake. Many of us are going to do that on Thursday, right? Thanksgiving Thursday, that's what we call it. Hey, just as an aside, I just highlight one thing. It's unusual. For we are grateful people to set aside one day out of the year to say thank you. Every Thursday, when I open up my Facebook, many of you put on pictures when you were little. And it's always fun to see, call that Throwback Thursday, right? Let's change that. Let's be the people who change this society. Instead of putting pictures on of when you were younger, put on what you're grateful for. Make it every Thursday a Thanksgiving Thursday. Not just this one, not just November 28th, but every Thursday. Put on your Facebook page truly what you're grateful for. And I think, based on what I read in the Bible, what I've seen in my own life, will change society. Our society is so divided, so stressed out, we'll revolutionize it. And you know what? Because you've changed. I've changed. That changes the whole culture of which we're part of. Interestingly enough, that's you expressing gratitude. There's power in that. When I looked up gratitude for this sermon, it gave a great definition. You know what gratitude is? The art of being thankful. Like, okay, but what does that mean? So I went a little deeper. Here's the definition. Gratitude. A readiness to show appreciation for something or someone. And then, in response to that, to return kindness. That's what gratitude is. Saying, I've got something in my life I appreciate. I'm thankful for that. I'm going to do something about it, which is the return kindness part. In our psalm today, that's what the psalm writer says. There's many blessings that have rolled down to us from God. We need to acknowledge them. Acknowledge the things in our life of which only God could set. Things that make us more enjoyable living. Make us better because they're part of our life. Make us stronger because we've experienced that. There's an interesting quote from a comedian. I didn't catch the name. But he's trying to highlight the fact that we're to be grateful. Comedian wrote, be grateful you are not a rock that has no choice. The rock lays there and the sun shines on it. The rock lays there and water rushes over it. The rocky roads away. And then he said, you do have a choice. You can move. You can fulfill your dreams. Interestingly enough, let's go a little bit deeper than, I'm grateful I'm not a rock. Because God has given us great blessings. The blessings come from acknowledging there's a source. That someone intended for us to receive blessings. And this way then, we know we're together to say thanks. We teach our children that there is show manners to say thank you and please, right? If you want something, what do you say? Please. And if you get it, what do you say? you. Interestingly enough, when we get older, do we forget that? We shouldn't. We shouldn't say, forget to say thank you when someone's touched us, changed our life, given us a deeper meaning of how to live. That's what gratitude is. Acknowledging that God is the source of our lives, that God is the perfecter of our faith. He's the one that deepens who we are because God has given us what we need. Albert Moeller, who's written extensively on gratitude, said that thanksgiving is a deeply theological act. In fact, the art of thankfulness is theology in a microcosm. It's a key to understanding what we really believe about God, what we believe about ourselves, and the world that we experience. Now, I decided I'm going to look up the opposite side. What if a person doesn't believe God? Where do they return thanks? And so I looked up an article by Roland Aronson. The article was titled, Thank You Very Much? He's an atheist. And he gave a view of the atheist dilemma concerning gratitude. In the article he read, he was walking along, much like the opening story. That was kind of funny. Picked the opening story and didn't find it. Walking along in the woods, he was hiking, and came through a set of woods, and there was a gorgeous lake. A beautiful view, an incredible vista, right? And he said, welling up within him was a desire to say thanks. You know what the problem is? He has no one to say thanks to, because he doesn't believe in God. And he wrote the article, how envious he is of us who are of the Judeo-Christian belief system, because we know where to go to say thanks for the beauty that surrounds us. It didn't change his viewpoint, just like we've got something he doesn't have. This is what the psalmist tells us in Psalm 103, that we're to express gratitude to God. And we start with the benefits we cannot bring into our lives. One of the benefits that we have, according to the psalmist, is forgiveness and salvation. They're tied together, but realize they're uniquely different. Forgiveness is the act. Salvation is then the resultant state. And we cannot do anything about this. When we make a mistake, and all of us do, we're sinners, we're going to make a mistake. We're going to hurt someone. We're going to hurt ourselves. We're going to do something dumb. We're going to do something stupid. It's a given. We're human. Where do you go to get that stain out? That resultant pain you've created in your heart, the resulting stain on your soul, where do you go? You can't go to Walmart and get it. I've looked. They don't have it. It's not online. Even Amazon doesn't have it. They've got everything. Where do you go? The songwriter told us. You can only go to God. When you want the stain of sin out of your heart, God extends forgiveness. When you want to be a new, revived person, God extends salvation. And so the result is that we feel joy in our heart because we've gone to God. God has taken out that which has encumbered us or hurt us or dragged us down. God has removed it. Then the songwriter tells us a different piece. That God saved us from, quote, the pit. End of quote. It's another way in the Bible of saying the netherworld or Sheol or places people go when they are not connected to God. In the modern day times, we call it hell. It's a place of separation. But you're separate from God and you have to be with yourself. Think about it for a moment. That would be frightening that the only one you could talk to, the only place in which you had contact was yourself. That's why isolation works so well in prisons, because we can't handle ourselves as we are. That's why the psalmist writes, thank you, God, I'm saved from the isolation of having to live simply with me. The end result of all this is that we have a rich, full, complete life. Because our identity is no longer just in me. When we give thanks to God, we're now connecting our identity with God. We're saying, God, you're the source of it. You're the source of who we are. And whether it be, as we heard in the children's sermon, turkey or plants, it's God who connects us. and then brings that identity down into us. It's God who makes certain that that which we've experienced today can be beneficial to us in the future. And we say thank you, God, for that. There's an anonymous quote. It says, what gratitude does for us is it makes sense of our past, gives peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Because we now no longer have an identity just in me and my purposes in my world. I now have an identity in a grander vision, in a grander reality, and that's God. And what God's going to do through me to make the world a better place. What a great gift that is. We take the focus off us, and we turn it saying thank you to God. We get rid of our pride, which gets in our way. It does. The pride means I live for me and I live only for me. And we move that out of the way and say, God, I want you to be the focus. God works miracles in us. And the more we do this, the more we give gratitude to God, the easier it is to express gratitude. It becomes an incredible circle of life. As we express gratitude, realize we're expressing for things that God has done spiritually for us, physically for us, mentally for us, and then, of course, emotionally. Each and every one of those areas, God has touched us deeply to transform who we are. And this cycle is powerful. Because when we say thank you to God, we're now placing our identity in God and what God has done for us, with us, through us. Which means God will then bring us opportunities for which we say thank you more. And then when we say thank you more, we go deeper in our identity to God, deeper in our understanding of what God's going to have us do. And then guess what God does? Gives us the ability to thank you more. There's power in that kind of gratitude because it draws us deeper into who God created us to be and deeper into who God is. Now, you might be thinking, all right, Pastor Mark is paid to do this stuff, paid to tell us about the Bible. There are secular sources that have finally realized what the songwriter wrote thousands of years ago. There's an article in Psychology Today of the year 2015, highlighted the fact that gratitude is good for us. That gratitude is the power to change our life. Let me give you a couple items. By the way, there were seven separate items. Each of them had a study, psychological study, attached to them, saying here's why they believe this. None of them were about God. Okay? I've added that in today. But here's what Psychology Today wrote. That when you are grateful for where your life is, you will have more relationships. After all, who wants to be with someone who's a Debbie Downer? Or a downer person, right? We want to be with a person who's always up. Who's like, you know, Smiley Smiles. That's who we want to be with. It also brings physical health. Because we don't stress ourselves out by worrying about things we can't focus on. It brings us psychological health. Because the end result of gratitude is it removes those things out of our mind that we have no control over. It gives us empathy. Empathy for another person. Because we're grounded in who God is. God touched us because he's compassionate about who we are. It grounds us in the nature of God. That's what gratitude does. It allows us to reduce aggression. It's hard to be angry if you're grateful. Try it. It's really hard to be an angry, thankful person. Those things don't go in the sentence together. So try it. It does reduce aggression. It gives you better sleep. For those of you out there who are the 3 a.m. wake-up call, try gratitude. God will turn the light off in your brain. It gives us greater self-esteem because we're connecting in the one who brings us self-esteem. That's God. And then, of course, we have greater mental strength. Because when you're thankful for the problems of your life, you now have the ability to deal with the problems of your life. They're there for a reason. It's to make you better. Now, the psalmist told us centuries ago what this article, a secular article, is trying to tell us in our modern day times. That when we bless the Lord, when we thank the God for our benefits, when we do it time and time and time again, when we're grateful, God changes us. We need this. It's not just something you do it because the pastor told you to do it. It's not something you do on Thursday. We need this. John MacArthur, a spiritual writer, said this: thankfulness is one of the distinguishing traits of the human spirit. We sense the need to say thanks. We realize we ought to be more grateful than we are. We furthermore perceive we are indebted to and accountable to a higher power than ourselves, which is the God who made us. This is part of the fabric of who we are, the need to share gratitude. And when we do that, it transforms our negative viewpoints into positive viewpoints. When we are grateful, we can truly deal with people who are difficult in our life. We all have them. But when we're grateful, we can see a positive side to all of that. It enhances our own joy. That's what gratitude does. Let me give you a closing example. In the worst time in the history of the United States of America, in 1863, one of our best presidents acknowledged the need for us to say thank you. This Thanksgiving Day we're going to celebrate on Thursday goes all the way back to George Washington, yes, but it became firmly established in a proclamation by Abraham Lincoln. Right after Gettysburg, right after Vicksburg, later in that year, in October, he put forth the Thanksgiving Proclamation, realized more people died in a war, in the Civil War, than in all of our wars combined. And here's Lincoln saying, in the midst of our tragedy, in the midst of our problems, in the midst of our difficulties, we as a people need to say thank you. Here's part of the proclamation. It was a two-paragraph. I'm going to read you a couple sentences. He starts off with they. The they are the physical things that God has given to us. And he writes this: they are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. Then he goes on to declare, the fourth Thursday of November should always be Thanksgiving Day. I would challenge all of us. Don't just make it Thursday. Don't be grateful if your team won. Don't be grateful because you've got a great turkey on the table and you've got some stuff in and mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. Okay? But be grateful every Thursday. Make it a pattern. Put something out there to say, I'm thankful for what God has done in my life. And then, don't just do it Thursday. Allow Friday to do that. Because after all, it is the end of the work week. And then Saturday, because you have the ability to have a day off, or you have a job. You get the idea. Say thanks to God. It will transform you. It will transform our society. Let's go to God in prayer. Thank you, wonderful God, for the many things that we are grateful for. For the people who keep us safe because they guard our borders, and the people who keep us safe because they're within our borders. Those who run and keep us safe when tragedy occurs, those who keep us safe from outside negative influence, we're grateful for every one of those. For those who are there for us, who lift us up, who are always on our side, we give you thanks. For those who seek to drag us down, who seek to hurt us, we give you thanks. Because they do make us better. Because we have to find you. We need greater resources than what we have at this point. For the air we breathe, for the mind to think, for the heart to love, thank you, Lord God. And for the spirit connected to Jesus, we thank you for a Savior. It's in his name we pray. Amen.